It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
On Saturday, almost 7,000 people marched in Auckland's Altea Square, calling for Palestinian liberation, with several other marches taking place across the Motu and around the globe. I spoke to President of University of Auckland Student Justice for Palestine, Layan Khalil, about what it has meant to see growing numbers of people show up to Palestinian solidarity marches and how students can support their advocacy. Here is that interview. Over the past few weeks, there's been increasing numbers of attendees at Palestinian solidarity marches across the country. How have you been feeling seeing support for Palestine?
Honestly, it's really, really good. It makes me really happy seeing other people standing for a cause that I, you know, am deeply rooted to. It's really nice seeing a lot of people from different ethnic backgrounds as well and just seeing the different communities coming together. I know a lot of Maldives have been present as well, which is really good because, you know, what we're going through at the moment is sort of the history of the land we're living on.
We also saw that outgoing Prime Minister Chris Hipkins has called for a humanitarian pause in Gaza, and we haven't really heard anything from the incoming Prime Minister, Christopher Luxon, in support of Palestinians. A lot of advocates have said that this call for a humanitarian pause isn't enough. So what are your thoughts on the response from our political leaders to what is happening in Gaza?
Yeah, it's definitely very disappointing to see that that's what Chris Hipkins had to say. I mean, with all the words he could have chosen in the world, it's quite shameful, like the statement they put out. Christopher Luxon and Chris Hipkins both put out statements so fast when, you know, condemning what Hamas did, but it was never, they never put out a statement condemning anything Israel did. And even after everything that's been going on, even with our protests and the amazing turnout we've been having, they still decided and, like, you know, choose to only focus on Hamas's brutality and the targeting of civilians, as they quoted in their statement. But there was nothing, you know, sort of condemning what Israel does or the continuous genocide that's been happening for over 75 years now.
You are a part of a group, Students Justice for Palestine, at the University of Auckland. Can you tell us about the focus of this club?
Our main focus is definitely to raise awareness on campus and educate students about everything going on in Palestine. At the moment, we're finding it quite challenging to sort of be out there and very proactive with exams going on, and it's really hard for us to sort of, you know, find that balance between our mental health, our social life, everything Palestine related in our exams. But I mean, we are always there as a safe place for students who want to learn more, who want to, you know, sort of talk about what's happening in Palestine. We're also planning an information night just after exams, so hopefully we'll have Palestinian speakers or just people experiencing everything that's Palestine related where people can come and learn from and, you know, listen to.
That was the president of University of Auckland Student Justice for Palestine, Layan Khalil, on how students have been advocating for Palestine. And you can find details about their information night, which will be posted on Instagram at UOASJP or on Facebook, University of Auckland Student Justice for Palestine.